Passion by Yuan Chen of the Tang Dynasty from the 9th century. Whenever Yuan Chen stopped at an inn at Puching on his official travels, the sound of the nearby monastery bells, especially when heard in his bed at dawn, always touched him to the quick and made him feel young and romantic again. He was in his 40s, a conventionally happy husband, a popular poet, and a high official who had his many ups and downs. He should have been able to forget, or at least calmly reflect on, a love affair which had happened so long ago. But he surprised himself. 20 years had passed, and the tolling of those monastery bells in the early hours presaging the break of dawn, their familiar pitch and rhythm, still evoked in him a mood of infinite sadness, awaked some deep hidden emotion, intimate as life itself, and a sense of the strange pathos and beauty of life which even his poetic pen could only suggest. As he lay in bed, he recalled the sight of the pale sky with its dim, shimmering stars, the suffocating emotions associated with it, the strong perfumes, and the vision of a smile that was half a smile on the face of the girl who was his first love. Yuan was then a young man of 22, on his way to seek literary honors at the capital. According to his own story, he had never fallen in love before and had never had an affair with a woman, for as a brilliant and highly sensitive young man, he had set his mark high. He was not particularly jovial or sociable, and the common good-looking girls about whom his young friends raved left him untouched. Although he confessed that when he saw a girl of distinguished looks or talent, he was deeply moved. In the days of the Tang Empire, scholars set out to the capital months or even half a year before the national examinations and took the chance to travel and see the country. His time was his own. When he passed Puching at the bend of the Yellow River, he stopped to see Yang, who was a schoolmate of his. Yang urged him to stop over, and he did. They often walked to the Pichu Temple, about 3 miles east of the city, where the hillsides were covered with plum blossoms in winter. The weather was cold, but crisp, sunny, and dry. Here one obtained a view of the wide expanse of the river and the distant Taipo Mountains to the south, which rose on the other side. Yuan was so enamored of the place that he made arrangements with the monastery to stay in one of the guest rooms provided for pilgrims. The temple had been built about 50 years before by the Empress Wu and was laid out on a grand scale with glazed yellow roofs and gilt decorations. It was large enough to accommodate over 100 pilgrims during the crowded spring season. There were cheaper rooms for peasants and their families, and some elegant suites in special courtyards reserved for the more important guests. Yuan chose a room in the northwestern corner for its quiet and seclusion. The tall trees at the back cast a cool green light over the court, while a covered corridor in front with its many hexagonal windows afforded glimpses of the great river and the mountains beyond. The room and the furniture were simple, but comfortable. Yuan was delighted, and with the few volumes of poetry which he always kept in his light luggage, he felt comfortably settled for a short and delightful vacation.
"You are romantic to choose a place like this," said Yang.